Siman Shinayin Gimel, the din of two gzistrois, but the shnei aliyos. Similar to what we had until now, you have two attics that are across from each other, and each one has a gzistra, like a board, similar to a ziz, but gzistra is a little larger, sticking out from the attic. A gzistra is like a board sticking out from the attic, and it's zu kenegetzu, one opposite each other. And in order to connect the two of them, in order to make Erev Chatzeres together, in order to be able to take Kli HaBayis out to your gzistra, and then across the other gzistra and the other bayis, you put a board that's four tefachim wide across from one gzistra to the other. So you have the two boards, each thing out of its own house, and you take a third board, and that's like the bridge it's going to be, that's four tefachim wide, that's going to connect the two gzistrois, and now you can ma'arav the two of them together if you want to. The Rama points out that if the distance between the two gzistrois, the two original boards, is less than four tefachim, there's no need for a neser. Automatically, they're considered to be one. The Shavua reminds us something that he's reminded us many times towards the end of Siman Shinayin Beis, the previous Siman, that if the connection between the two chatzeres, in this case, between the two aliyahs, the two gzistrois, is an area from four tefachim wide up to tanamis, then they have the choice to be ma'arav together or ma'arav separately. However, if the connection is across the entire gzistra, or if it's a huge, very wide gzistra, a wide board, but it's more than tanamis, if it's not over the entire or the majority of it, still, that makes it into one, and they're forced to ma'arav together, and they cannot choose to ma'arav separately. Mishbur also points out that which is taking place high up over here is because it's aliyahs of tubatim. It's attics, like second story or high stories of two different houses that want to connect each other with these gzistrois and this nesa, this board that's going across the bridge. As opposed to two chatzeres, they cannot connect each other above 10 tefachim because then there's a kaisel between them, and the only way to connect over a kaisel is if you have a sulam, a ladder on each side, like we had previously in the previous siman. As opposed to by batim, which can be multi-story, can be very high, then above 10 tefachim, they can also make the connection, make the bridge over there. Now, if two gzistrois were not zu kenegad zu, one was more to the east, one was more to the west, then they cannot ma'arav together. If one's tall, the other they cannot ma'arav together. It does not help to put a board like on an angle connecting one to the other. They do have to be connected to each other. However, the Machaber says that saying that they're not connected to each other, therefore not cannot be ma'arav, is if there's a distance of three tefachim or more. But if the distance is less than three tefachim, that means that if they're facing each other, just they're, one's more to the east, one's more to the west, they don't line up perfectly, but they line up within three tefachim of each other, then you can put the four tefachim board to connect them. Or if one's a little taller than the other, but the difference in height is less than three tefachim, then you could put a board from one to the other, which would be more like a ramp, a little bit of an angle, and you could use that to connect it and to make it into one. And then again, you'll have the choice of being ma'arav separately or being ma'arav together. Mishnah Berurah says, in the case where they choose to ma'arav separately and not together, so then you cannot metal to kli abayis to the gzistra and then out to the other gzistra. He says that on your gzistra you can still carry, but on the nesar, on the bridge, you won't be able to carry, and on the part of the gzistra that's connected to your nesar, you also won't be able to carry the kli abayis because it's part of the makom ha'asala. Chazanish takes issue with that and says that the only place you cannot carry is on the nesar. But on your gzistra, you could carry even on the part that's connected the nesar that connected to gzistrois. Again, discussing the case where you had the neser there, but you chose not to be ma'arav together.